The Football Association of Ireland has said it does not now expect to appoint a new manager to the men's senior team until September. It's hoping to extend interim manager John O'Shea's spell in charge, but has yet to reach agreement with the former Manchester United player to take the helm for June's two international friendlies. It all comes just a few days after it was announced that Jonathan Hill is to leave his post as chief executive of the FAI at the end of this month. Let's talk about this now to our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue. So the promises of a manager by the end of April, that's gone the way of the summer so far, it would seem, Tony.
Oh, listen, this has become high farce at this stage. I'm sure they'll be doing musicals and plays about this. We were told that they'd expect a manager by the draw for the Nations League on the 8th of February. That deadline passed, but there was no panic because then we were told in March that the appointment would be made in early April, but that they couldn't announce it then due to existing contractual obligations. John O'Shea took charge of the team for two games against Belgium and Switzerland and built a support staff around him for that. But it was being made clear this was his first time ever picking a team and he wasn't going to be the man to take Ireland forward. But the process has not concluded. And today, the director of football, Mark Hannum, more or less held his hands up, apologised for the expectation that all the speculation had caused, saying that that was probably shows how much people care about this job. But it is extraordinary now. We're expecting that there won't be a full-time new Republic of Ireland manager in place until the next competitive fixture, that's against England in September. In the meantime, we'll have two games against Hungary and Portugal in June.
And Tony, is it possible to say how much of this is a result of the controversy that's surrounded Jonathan Hill in recent months?
Jonathan Hill was part of the process. They say that process is not concluded. There's a sense that Jonathan Hill, who's only left his office this week, was hoping to have the Irish manager as one of his achievements as he was leaving the organisation, along with, of course, getting a new sponsor for the men's team. And he took credit for the growth in the women's game. But that wasn't concluded in time for that. And now it's interesting that I note that Paul Cook, the president of the Football Association, whose comments in the Oireachtas probably hastened the exit of Jonathan Hill, he's now been added to the role of honour of the people entrusted with finding the new manager. Paul Cook is the president, Paddy Bonner is a board member now, a former legendary Ireland goalkeeper, of course, and David Carell, the interim manager, along with Mark Hannum. Mark Hannum is basically telling us to trust the process. He said the criteria for the type of head coach they're looking for is someone who can improve the team and make us competitive with a good mix of club and international experience. So that's not John O'Shea. And the coaches they've spoken to so far, they've spoken to ones who are available, others with existing contractual obligations. So they want the right coach that makes the right fit for the team and with the right timing. And that the timing now is going to be September, which is extraordinary.
Well, September is when the next competitive fixtures in the Nations League, isn't that right,
correct.
Take place. But presumably any incoming manager would want to be in place quite some time before that to prepare for those fixtures.
Well, in truth, an incoming manager should be looking at the players now as the Premier League and Championship seasons come to a close, assessing the fitness of players. Mm-hmm. I note that Gavin Bazunu, our number one goalkeeper, is going to be out for 10 months now, it seems, with an injury. So Caoimhín Kelleher perhaps gets that gig. But a manager needs to be looking at players all the time, assessing their potential and trying to build his squad for what we hope will be a competitive Nations League campaign.
All right. Tony O'Donoghue, soccer correspondent, thanks so much for that.